Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Alleluia, holy, 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 holy. Holy is the Lord, worthy is the Lord, worthy, 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 worthy is the Lord, alleluia, worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Alleluia, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Eternal Rock of Ages, we want to worship you once again. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the salvation of our souls. And thank you for bringing us to the end of this month. Father, accept our worship in Jesus' name. Eternal Rock of Ages, we are here again, trusting you for a divine visitation. Please, all over the world where your children are tuning in right now, let there be a very specific divine impartation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let all their needs be met.
Amen.
And as your word will be going forth, Lord, I pray that the power that is in your word will perform healings, deliverance,
Amen.
Miracles,
Amen.
Signs,
Amen.
And wonders,
Amen.
In the lives of all your children.
Amen.
Let souls be saved today,
Amen.
And let your name be glorified.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Well, let someone shout hallelujah. We will be taking a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. All things work together. All things work together for them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. There's nothing that happens in the life of a child of God that is not going to lead to a testimony. As a matter of fact, someone says, testimony is the baby of a test. That miracles are babies of impossibilities. All things work together for good to them that love God, including afflictions. According to Psalm 119, verse 71, David said, "It is good for me that I was afflicted." He said, "That I might learn your laws." And the bigger the problem, the greater the testimony. According to John chapter 11, verse 39 to 45. John 11, 39 to 45. I wasn't there, but I could imagine the shout of joy when Lazarus, who had been dead and buried for 4 days, came jumping out of the grave. The bigger the problem, the greater the testimony. By the grace of God, in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, we are used to miracles. So many that many a times I had to warn us not to begin to take these things for granted. When somebody stands up and he says, "Oh, glory be to God, I have been barren for 15 years, now here is my child." If people will say, "Please sit down." Why? Because we have heard of someone who's been barren for almost 30 years and is now saying, "Behold my twins," or "Behold my triplet." The bigger the problem, the bigger the testimony. And so I have good news for someone here today, or someone listening to me today, that big problem in your life will soon result in a very big testimony.
Amen.
Do you know that according to Mark chapter 10 from verse 46 to 52, Mark 10, 46 to 52, that the name Bartimaeus would never have entered into the Bible if he wasn't born blind? Nobody would have heard about him. Bartimaeus, so what? But Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, who was blind from birth, sat by the highway side begging when Jesus was passing by. And then his eyes were opened. We are still talking about him today. Do you know that Peter came in contact with his destiny? In Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 11, Luke 5 from verse 1 to 11, after an all-night failure, if he had caught some fish, by the time Jesus Christ came to the seaside, he would have gone home to go and either take care of the fish or sell. But he fished all night, caught nothing. It was a total failure. And he was reluctant to go home. Like one pastor said, because he was afraid of facing the mother-in-law. Who was at home? "Well, what am I going to say I've brought from all my neighbors?" So he was reluctantly waiting by the beach. That's where Jesus met him. And that's where he came in contact with his destiny. All things work together for good, including lockdown. Oh, you say, where is that in the Bible? I will show you in a moment. A lot of great things are going to come out of this lockdown.
Amen.
And let me advise those of you who are pastors. You are resting now, I'm busy. Get ready. Because early next year, you will be having a lot of baby naming ceremonies. You'll be going from house to house naming newborn babies as a result of the lockdown. Let's give you some examples from the scriptures of those who became great as a result of lockdown. Let me start with David. 1 Samuel chapter 22 from verse 1 to 2, 1 Samuel 22 from verse 1 to 2, tells us that David was locked down in a cave called Adullam, because he was running away from his father-in-law who was trying to kill him. And then a lot of what we will call riffraffs, those who were in trouble, those who had debts, those whose life looked hopeless, gathered themselves together to him. In that cave, there were about 400 of them. And he became captain over them. During the period they were in the cave, these so-called hopeless men were transformed. By the time you read 2 Samuel chapter 23, 2 Samuel 23, from verse 8 to 39, 2 Samuel 23, 8 to 39, these same people became David's mighty men. Take note. The Bible does not use any word carelessly. He calls this man mighty. Mighty. As a matter of fact, if you read that passage, the passage I've just quoted for you, you will find something there. On one occasion, David said, how I wish I can go out of this lockdown. There's a particular well far away where I would love to just drink it, water. How I wish I can get that fresh water to drink. The Bible said three of these mighty men broke through the whole host of the Philistines, got the water, and brought it back to David. That's how mighty they were. They created a path through a whole army, going and coming. They became mighty during lockdown. I pray for those of you listening to me, by the time this lockdown is over, you'll be mighty.
Amen.
Let me give you another example. Elijah, in 1 Kings chapter 17, 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 17 to 24, 1 Kings 17 from verse 17 to 24, Elijah was locked down in the house of the widow of Zarephath. Why? Because a king has mobilized his entire army to look for him so they could kill him. He couldn't go out of the widow's house. And while he was there locked down, he became the first prophet ever to raise the dead. While he was locked down, he grew spiritually to become a mighty giant, the first ever to raise the dead. And believe in God for you, my children, that by the time this lockdown is over, you will be raising the dead.
Amen.
Let me give you one more example. A young man called Joseph. When you read Genesis chapter 40 from verse 1 to 22, Genesis 40 from verse 1 to 22, you find this young man. I mean, we all know, whenever we talk about Joseph, if you ask any of the young children in Sunday school, who is Joseph? They will say, oh, the dreamer. It was while he was in prison, locked down in the king's prison, where prisoners somehow never come out. That's when he moved from being a dreamer to an interpreter of dreams. He grew spiritually. It's one thing to be able to dream. Everybody dreams. One kind of dream or the other. It's not everybody who can interpret dreams correctly, accurately. As a result of which, by the time you now get to Genesis 41 from verse 1 to 44, Genesis 41 from verse 1 to 44, as he was coming out of that lockdown, he shot straight to the position of prime minister of the most powerful nation in the world at that time. Oh, in the name that's above every other name. When this lockdown is over, your promotion will be accelerated.
Amen.
So what do you do during lockdown? If the lockdown is not going to be a waste, what do you do so that you can grow spiritually? Number one, rejoice. This is a time to rejoice. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians 4, verse 4 says, rejoice. And again I say unto you, rejoice. Do you know that Paul wrote that letter from prison? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, another letter he wrote from prison, he said, rejoice evermore. Someone said, how could Paul be writing that kind of letter from prison? Because he knew that's the only way he could survive. You remember when he was in prison with Silas? At midnight, the Bible said they were praying and singing praises. You are in a lockdown, rejoice. But sir, how can I rejoice at a time like this? Because your tomorrow is going to be all right.
Amen.
Number two, don't just rejoice, praise God. Because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 18, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, you are advised, just keep on praising God. He says, in all things, give thanks. In all things, including in a lockdown. So number one, rejoice. Number two, praise God. Number three, pray. There has never been a greater opportunity in your life than now to pray. Because you know in the, have I given you the Bible passage for that? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. I'm sure you remember that many a times when you say, I want to spend some time in prayer. Oh, by the time you have been on your knees for 30 minutes, the devil will begin to remind you of, that fellow you want to visit. Oh, that thing you need to do very quickly. Oh, that. But now, you're not visiting anybody. You are not going anywhere. So if he says, what about this fellow you want to visit? You say, we will visit later when the lockdown is over. Pray without ceasing. Number four, study. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God. You know, a friend of mine says during this lockdown, he's been enjoying the open heavens manual beginning from the year 2000 till now. And he says, sir, I've made a discovery. I said, what's the discovery? He said, not a single lesson had been ever repeated. And he said many of the things that he read then, that he thought he had known, he's discovering anew. Just, there's plenty of time. You're not going anywhere. Pick any of the open heavens of the past. The one for this year, that one is for daily something. The ones of the past contain so much information. You will be amazed. Study. Number five, meditate. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua 1, verse 8. God told Joshua, you want to prosper? You want to have good success? He said, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth. You will meditate on it day and night. Meditate. Think on what you have read. Think on what you have studied. Think, meditate. Number six. And this will be, I'm sure, must be interesting to you. Receive visions for your future. Receive visions for your future. Visions usually come when you are locked down. You say, prove that? Oh, all you need to do is read the book of Revelations. John the Beloved was locked down on the island of Patmos. That's when he began to receive all manners of revelations concerning the end of the age. And you know what? Joel chapter 2 verse 28. Joel chapter 2 verse 28 says, in the latter days, when God pours out his spirit upon all flesh, our sons, our daughters will be seeing visions. And the old men, they be dreaming dreams. And Proverbs 29 verse 18. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, people perish. This is the time to sit down and say, God, what do you have for me in the future? Reveal it to me. God speaks to people who are not in a hurry to leave his presence. Because the reason many of us don't hear from God is that we are in a hurry. We praise him for a while, and then all of a sudden, well, we feel, see you again in the evening. But this time you can spend a whole day. I was asking of a friend of mine not too long ago, hi, so and so. He said he wanted to spend a whole week just sitting quietly before God to receive direction for the future. I said, what a beauty. What a beauty. Number 7. After you have received visions from God, then you plan what next to do as soon as the lockdown is over. Plan. When he has shown you the vision for your future, then plan towards actualizing the vision. Plan. Plan. Of course, when you finish the planning, you hand it over to him. Psalm 37 verse 5. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, if you commit your ways unto the Lord, you trust also in him, he bring it to pass. That brings us to 8. So you see, you have a lot to do during lockdown. Number 8 might sound to you to be physical and also spiritual, and that is clean up your house. And immediate surroundings. May I advise you, even today, that you turn over your mattress and you'll be amazed at the amount of things that have gathered under your bed. Just do it, and you'll be amazed that there's a lot of cleaning up to be done. You know, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 14. Deuteronomy 23, verse 14 says, the Lord walks about in your camp to deliver you. He said, make sure your camp is clean so that he won't see anything unclean that will cause him to forsake you and say, this place is too dirty, I can't walk in here. Clean up your surrounding. Your house, your bedroom, your sitting room, your toilet. Clean up everything. Remove every little dust. You have time to do it. That brings us to number 9, right? When you are doing the cleaning up, you'll be amazed at how many things you have in the house that you don't need. You will be surprised how many clothes, shoes, pens, big things, little things that have been in the house, some for 5 years, that you have never touched. So what do I do with them? Give them out. Lighten your house. Why? Because the waters in a river is always fresh. And you know why? Because it is always flowing. Flowing. What is old flows away so that fresh one can flow in. But that's not even really the main reason why you should disable these things. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, from verse 11 to 12, 2 Corinthians 9, 11 to 12, those things you are piling up in your houses that you are not using, when you give them out, there are people who are in need of them who will praise God on your behalf. He said it will cause thanksgiving to God. Because there are shoes you have not worn for 5 years, give them out. Clothes you have not worn for 5 years, give them out. The people you are giving them to will be extremely grateful. And they will be thanking God on your behalf. That's number what now? 9? Let me give you just one more. I know this is a sermon, but the sermons during lockdown have become Bible studies. But just one more. And this will surprise you. Number 10. Pray for me. Because the Bible asks you to pray for your leaders. They need prayers. You consider them, they are not ordinary human beings. The general overseer is an angel. People even think he doesn't eat at all. Somebody said, don't you know his name is Enoch? He's the original Enoch that came back. He doesn't eat. When somebody said, but he is Father Abraham, he said, have you ever seen him eat it? He does, I eat. If you don't believe me, invite me to your house. Get somebody from far, far up in the Jesha land to come and pound yam for you and put in all manners of combination okra, soup, and you will see mountain becoming a valley in your sitting room. Pray for us, because Paul said it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 25. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 25. He said, brethren, pray for us. He repeated it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. Brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and that God may be glorified. Pray for us. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your leaders. They need your prayers. Let me conclude. The passage we read, the text we read, says, all things work together for good. But it didn't say all things work together for good for everybody. You need to take note of that. All things work together for good for those who love God. Not for everyone. The lockdown is going to bring miracle signs and wonders to those who love God. But it's not to everybody. Why? Because Proverbs chapter 8 verse 17, Proverbs 8 17, the word of God says clearly, love is a two-way traffic. God says, I love them that love me. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me. During lockdown, it's the time to seek God. But he says, I will love those who love me. Then he went on to say, in the same Proverbs chapter 8, if you read it from verse 35 to 36, Proverbs 8, 35 to 36, he said, if you find me, you find life. He said, but if you sin against me, it means you hate your own soul. First sinner, you're not seeking God. He said, you hate your own soul. He said, because those who hate me love death. I told you earlier, much earlier, I said, the Lord said clearly, I heard it very clearly. He said, son, don't be bothered about those who will die during this virus or something. He said, only those whose time had come will die. Aren't you amazed at the number of people who have been released compared to the number who died? Check. All over the world, those who have died, you will find that the number is less than 10% of those who have been healed. Oh, so many people are dying. If you will just do a scientific study, if you will just check research, you will find that the number of people who had died as a result of this coronavirus something is far, far less than those who have died, say, by accident or by other means. God just wanted to prove himself that is the Almighty, that he can lock down the whole world. Which is why I'm appealing to those of you who are there, who are listening to me, who have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ. Love yourself. By loving God. Love yourself by seeking him. If you find him, you find life. And if you hate him, it means you love death. And I'm talking to particularly to those of you who think you are big. Where's your bigness now? You think you are mighty. Where's your mightiness now? The Almighty God says, sit down at home. What is the difference now between CEO and messenger? When the Almighty God says, all of you, I lock you down. What's the difference between the one who owns so much money he could buy a whole city and the one who could hardly find enough to eat? We are locked down together. Why don't you surrender to the one who is mightier than you? Please, love your own self. Love your soul. Surrender your life to Jesus. It's a popular saying that if you can't beat them, join them. You can't beat God. Join him today. So those of you who want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, will you please bow your heads now? I call on him. I say, Lord, I surrender. You are my maker anyway. You are greater than I. I'm not struggling with you anymore. Please save my soul today. And he will do so. And please, the rest of us who are already saved, let's intercede on behalf of all our brothers and sisters all over the world who are surrendering to Jesus now. Let's call on the Almighty God on their behalf and say, Father, please receive them. Save their souls and just forgive all their sins. Give them a new beginning, Lord. Give them a new beginning. Have mercy on them. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And so, my Father, my God, once again, I want to say thank you for your word. Thank you so much for all those who have decided at last to surrender their life to you. Please receive them.
Amen.
Forgive all their sins.
Amen.
Let your blood wash away all their sins.
Amen.
Save their souls, O Lord.
Amen.
Write their names in the book of life.
Amen.
From now on, Lord God Almighty, admit them into the family of God.
Amen.
And anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire.
Amen.
And Father, I'm praying for all your children who are listening to me now, all over the world. Please let this period work for their good.
Amen.
Let their tomorrow be all right.
Amen.
Let them grow spiritually.
Amen.
By the time the lockdown is over, Lord, accelerate their promotion.
Amen.
And please, Lord, give them visions of their future.
Amen.
Thank you, my Father.
Thank you.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Now, those of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ, please, one way or the other, find a way of contacting me so that I can begin to pray for you. And the rest of us, now, let us spend some time to cry unto the Almighty God and say, Lord, let this lockdown work out for my good. Please, Lord, draw me even closer to yourself than ever before. Let me grow spiritually. Talk to him, and he will grant your request in Jesus' mighty name.